You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Bruce Bell walks in an LA bank, grabs an employee, and holds them at gunpoint, forcing the employee to let him into a locked room, then orders the employees to fill his bag with cash. He makes another employee empty a cash drawer and walks out with $64,000.
Nancy, witnesses see Bell get in a 2002 silver Volvo and call 911. With cops on the lookout for the car, Bell was arrested during a traffic stop. The cash was recovered along with a fake handgun Bell had threatened employees with. Bell has four previous convictions for bank robberies.
Bell, 71, a career bank robber who has already served 40 years for prior attempts, now charged with robbery and aggravated kidnapping. Drew Marshall lists a rare object on eBay, Queen Elizabeth's cane. Marshall claims he was a senior footman at Windsor Castle and now intends to sell the antler walking stick and donate the money to cancer research. Buyers drive the price up to nearly $700 before Marshall cancels the listing because cops are investigating. They find his claims were entirely false, and the 26-year-old is now charged with fraud. I'm sure he will argue at trial that recollections vary. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Washington state say that the final known set of remains connected to the Green River serial killer belonged to a teenage girl who had already been named as a victim. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to a news release from the King County Sheriff's Office, the bones have been identified as those of Tammy Lyles, who was 16 years old at the time of her death. Local media are reporting that she was from Everett, Washington, some 30 miles north of Seattle. Investigators had earlier discovered another set of partial remains as being those of Lyles. The sheriff's office says that there are no more unidentified remains thought to be associated with Gary Ridgway, also referred to as the Green River Killer. During the 80s and 90s, Ridgway preyed on girls and young women in Metro Seattle who were in vulnerable situations, such as sex workers and runaways. His involvement in the Green River killings, the name coming from the discovery of the first victim in the waterway that passes through suburbs south of Seattle, had long been suspected. His role remained unproven until 2001, when developments in DNA technology enabled investigators to connect a 1987 saliva sample from him with semen discovered on multiple victims. By comparing Lyles' dental records to remains found close to Tigard, Oregon in 1988, law enforcement were able to identify Lyles as a victim of the Green River Killer. In 2003, Ridgway guided officials to the second set of bones found in southern King County belonging to Lyles. Ridgway has admitted to 49 killings, including the murder of Lyles.
Ridgway is incarcerated at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla for life without the chance of parole. A private attorney hired by a former Metro Los Angeles gang leader imprisoned in Las Vegas for the 1996 murder of hip-hop icon Tupac Shakur has now hinted at what he believes will be a historic murder trial. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The seasoned criminal defense attorney Carl Arnold was recruited by Dwayne Keefe D. Davis after his court-appointed attorneys were dismissed. In a statement, Arnold said that his office was, quote, honored by the opportunity to represent Mr. Dwayne Davis in what will be one of the most historic trials of the century. Arnold continued, quote, we look forward to Mr. Davis being found not guilty at the conclusion of his trial, and added that Davis plans to post bail in order to assist with the preparation of his defense. The lone surviving member of the vehicle from which shots were fired during the September 1996 shooting that killed Tupac Shakur and injured rap mogul Marion Suge Knight, 60-year-old Davis is a native of Compton, California. Due to an unconnected deadly shooting that occurred in the Los Angeles area in 2015, Knight is currently serving a 28-year sentence in a California jail. Davis has long acknowledged his involvement in Shakur's murder, but his defense team has contended that Davis exaggerated the violence in order to draw attention and generate revenue. According to the prosecution, Davis admitted to being the shot caller in Shakur's murder when he gave statements to a joint federal LAPD task force in 2008, the Las Vegas Police in 2009, a BET documentary in 2017, his own tell-all book in 2019, and other interviews in the last few years. A grand jury in Las Vegas indicted Davis, who was taken into custody in September outside his suburban Henderson home.
Prior to the case's status check on February 20th, Davis has entered a not guilty plea and is still being held behind bars on $750,000 bail.
Thanks, John. Kendra Patello lives with boyfriend Colby Shepherd in Enid, Oklahoma. Their relationship strained after he's charged with domestic violence against Patello. At some point, she leaves the home and falls out of contact with her family. Her mom reports her missing July 12 after not hearing from Kendra for 5 days. A woman in Pawnee, Oklahoma says a woman resembling Kendra knocked on her door July 20 asking for water. She reported the sighting the very next day after stumbling upon Kendra's missing person flyer. Kendra Patello, now missing nearly 2 years. If you have info on Kendra Patello, contact Enid, Oklahoma PD, 580-242-7000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.